Become a dreamer and support this podcast so there can be a new bedtime story every single day. You will also hear every episode without advertising. You can find all the information in the show notes and at upinsbed.net.
Up in bed.
Here is your favorite podcast. This is Up in Bed, Off to Bed. My name is Marco, and I welcome you to the 1936th bedtime story for Sunday evening. Come on, you know what comes next. It's still time for stretching and reaching. Take your arms and your legs, your hands and your feet, and stretch everything as far away from your body as you can. Stretch yourself nice and long and gently tighten every muscle in your body. And when you've done that, let yourself relax into your bed and find a really comfortable position. And tonight, I'm sure you will find the most comfortable position there's in your bed. Here is the 1936th episode and bedtime story for Sunday evening, December the 14th. Rosie and an unexpected meeting. Rosie is a completely ordinary girl. It's a completely ordinary day. It could even be today. Rosie is at a playground. She looks around and notices who's already there. She hears the voices of the other children and the gentle squeak of the swing. Rosie decides for herself what she would like to play first. She enjoys playing with other children at the playground. She likes the variety and new ideas. One game first, another one later. Today, she meets another children at the playground. She hasn't seen this child before. She doesn't know who the child is. And suddenly, the two of them begin trying something together, without a plan, without talking about it. Rosie quickly notes that playing together feels good. It isn't loud. It's simply really nice. The other child speaks a different language. Rosie only realizes this a little later. It doesn't take many words at all, and somehow it just feels right. Usually, Rosie doesn't stay with the same children for very long. She moves on. When one game ends, she starts a new one. But this time, she stays. Not because she plans to. Not because she has to. But simply because it feels good. At first, the feeling surprises Rosie a little. She thinks about it. Then she just does what feels right. She keeps playing. And so time passes at the playground. Then Rosie walks away for a short moment. Maybe she wants to get something, or maybe she just wants to think. But when she comes back, the other child is still there, waiting for her, without any hurry, calm and patient. And that's when Rosie realizes something. She doesn't need to rush. The game is still there, and the other child is still there too. While they are playing, everything feels nice. Later on, Rosie notes that she's no longer likes about the game. She says it very quietly. She isn't even sure whether the other child understands her clearly. But somehow, the other child seems to listen. The game changes. And Rosie feels that it's okay to say when something doesn't feel right. Saying no is completely okay. She's allowed to decide what she wants and what she doesn't want. A day at the playground can be quite tiring. After a while, Rosie notes she's getting tired. Not at all once, but very slowly. The movements become smaller. Her voice becomes softer. Playing together still feels good, but everything becomes a little calmer. She feels that she's allowed to slow down without anything ending. After this day at the playground, Rosie has a really nice feeling in her belly. Even when she does something else or plays with other children, this feeling stays. It's as if the shared moments have left something behind. A soft, gentle feeling inside her. Something you can't see, but something you can feel. It could be something like a connection between one child and another. As if they're holding very tiny threads in their hands. They are barely noticeable. They don't pull on each other. They don't hold tight. The threads are just there. And they remind her that something really beautiful has grown. Rosie thinks about it. She noted how nice it feels to trust someone. How good it feels to sense a connection. She feels free and at the same time connected. Rosie stays at the playground for a little longer. She plays one more round, then sits quietly and looks around. She takes everything in very consciously, and everything feels right. The good feeling stays with her. Rosie feels safe, and she knows, just like you do, that every dream can come true. You just have to believe in it. Now, it's time for bed. Sleep well and have beautiful dreams. See you tomorrow from 6 in the evening at upinsbed.net. Good night and sweet dreams. And don't forget to follow and rate this podcast. Thank you.